listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day, on this Mother's Day, from our God who comes to us, who leads us out, and who calls us in peace. Amen. Let's break down some of this metaphor, shepherd, sheep language. When Jesus says that I'm the gate, or the gatekeeper, or the shepherd, and we're the sheep, does he mean it literally? Or is he painting a rich canvas and communicating a very simple yet profound message of grace and abundant life? I should say, too, before I begin, that this sermon was really inspired this Mother's Day week for me. I've been thinking about Mother's Day all week as we prepare for this day by a number of mothers, both in our midst and mothers who have gone before us. So give thanks for that. Jesus is the one who lets the sheep in. The inside of the gate and the fence is the church. Or in John's world, in the Gospel of John's world, the beloved community of Christ followers. So it is appropriate today to reflect on who is being let in and who is being kept out of our churches. Who would Jesus let in? Who would God welcome? I've always known mothers to be at the front lines and in the trenches of these kinds of difficult questions. I went to a workshop at our Synod Assembly, which was 2 weeks ago now, and it was led by a mother. She's also a pastor in Hawaii. And the workshop was about ministry among the LGBTQ community. LGBTQ is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer community. The pastor said there, if you don't hear anything else from this session, hear that if you truly want to be welcoming to the LGBTQ community, then you have to publicize a statement, a sign of welcome. Put a rainbow on your logo or on your website or outside on your front sign. We notice that, she said. We notice that every congregation says that they're welcoming, she goes on, but not every congregation actually is. And in many places, she said, we expect to be rejected and condemned. So this is family talk. It's a family question for those of you in the Shepherd of the Valley family, which I don't see visitors this morning. This is a family question. Is this something that we want to think about? Is this something that we should consider at Shepherd of the Valley, where our vision is extending God's welcome to all we meet along the way? That's what we publicize. Or do we need to be more explicit about who is welcome and who is not? These are tough things to talk about, as many family issues are. It's tough for me to talk about these things. Who would Jesus let in on this Good Shepherd Sunday? Who would Jesus open the gate to? While I was in seminary, I heard once an old African-American mother say about this subject. She said, I don't understand people who are gay or lesbian, but I do know what it's like to be rejected by the church, to be kept out, and I'm not going to take part in that. There's another Mother's Day proclamation this day. I think it's pretty clear who she believes Jesus would let in. But this passage from John's Gospel is also about the shepherd leading the sheep out. It's not just about talking about who gets in, but it's about both. I never really caught that. We hear this text every year, this Good Shepherd text. I never really caught that Jesus says it's about coming in, but it's also the shepherd leading the sheep out. So I want to reflect a little bit on what that looks like. The shepherd leading the good sheep out. How is Jesus leading us out? Not just instructing us from the inside. We're not simply confined to the fences of the church building, discerning who gets to come in and who doesn't, watching what Jesus is signaling to us from the inside. No, the life of the community of Christ as sheep of the Good Shepherd is a life of moving both from the pen to the pasture, if you will. It's this back and forth. That's baptized life. It's a rhythm of moving into this place and then out and then in and then out. It's a life in motion. This is the baptized life. It's a life of movement. Anyone with a dog knows that if you don't get that dog out to walk, you're going to have problems. You're going to have behavioral problems, barking, anxiety. So it is with the church. If God's people don't get out there walking in the world, don't get out there serving and giving of themselves, sharing their resources, we're going to have problems. And we're seeing this happen in some congregations, I'm afraid. Some churches are clinging desperately onto every last thing and every last penny that they've got, only letting out whatever little extra money or resource they can from the bottom of the barrel, as long as it doesn't really affect them. Giving should completely affect us. Sisters and brothers in Christ, it's no small thing that Jesus uses the metaphor of the sheep to describe his followers, and it's not just because sheep are dumb animals. We've gone that route a lot of times in explaining this metaphor. Well, aren't we? Don't we make dumb mistakes all the time? Let's look at another part of that metaphor. They're not just dumb animals. There's another side. Because sheep are animals that bind communities together. Sheep are animals that bind communities together. In other words, they cover them with their warmth. Sheep give of themselves, you see. They're sacrificial animals. They give of themselves through their wool, through their milk, through their meat. Jesus asks us, sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus asks us in this Easter season, first to not be afraid, and then to go ahead and be about the work of giving ourselves to this world, sacrificing ourselves. Jeannie read the second lesson about the sacrifice, the sacrificial part of giving, that it hurts, that it's a challenge sometimes. Hardship is before us as people of God who go out into the pasture. One pastor in town here, when I asked him, I'm just curious, you know, how do you talk to your congregation about giving, about stewardship? He said, well, I tell everybody to go home every year and to pray about what is the absolute most that they can offer and then to bump it up a percent. Go home, look at the books, pray about that. What is the absolute most you can do? Okay, this is the figure that I can do. And then bump it up a percent so that it hurts a little bit. Let's not lose the sacrificial part of giving. Biblical giving out there in the world, in the pasture, it isn't just about giving whatever's left over and whatever doesn't really hurt us very much. No, it's giving of ourselves with some significant discomfort, like a sheep being sheared. It doesn't kill them. But from what I understand from modern day shepherds, sheep don't like those clippers very much. Nowadays they're electric, you know, and you see them get all anxious. Those shearers make them nervous. It's a good metaphor for us too. It's uncomfortable to give ourselves away. And yet this is precisely where our good shepherd leads us, out of the pen, out of the gate, into the world, to offer ourselves, to offer our milk, our wool, our money. What does that look like for you? Are you giving at a level that makes you a little uncomfortable, like a sheep around clipping shears? And I'm not just talking about giving to this church. Please don't misunderstand me. This is absolutely not a fundraising appeal. I hope you know that. That may be coming. But fundraising and biblical giving are two totally different things. Fundraising is for a specific purpose. We paint a vision, and we can choose to give to that vision or not. This is something different. Biblical giving is very different. This is our text for this week. It's about giving in the world, giving to God. Right now, I'm talking about biblical giving and the baptized life of being led out by our good shepherd. Sacrificial giving, giving that hurts a little bit. First fruits giving, giving off of the top at the beginning of the month rather than whatever's left over at the bottom. Joyful giving is what biblical giving is all about. It's not just embittered giving, it's a joyful giving. 2 Corinthians, God loves a joyful giver. Are we as a congregation giving at that level? I'm keeping with the family talk here this morning. on Mother's Day? Are we as a congregation giving at a level that makes us a little bit uncomfortable? Or do we need to bump it up a percentage too? Are we taking risks in the pasture, giving ourselves away for the good of the community? Because that's precisely where the Good Shepherd is leading us. And here's the thing. Here's the grace and the gospel of all this difficult family talk. Out there in the pasture, out there in the world, is exactly where we need to be. It's not a mean thing, like God is shoving us out there and abandoning us in the cold. No, this is a loving work of God. I've shared this in some of our new members' classes. My dad likes to say, those who don't give, if we're not giving of ourselves regularly, we get spiritually constipated. That's an image that'll stick. If we're hoarding for ourselves and not joyfully releasing what God has first entrusted to us, then we get spiritually backed up, clogged up when we hoard things for ourselves. Christ is freeing us. This is a gift. Christ is freeing us from being backed up, making us vessels of God's love this Easter season by leading us out into the pastures of this world. Simply put, it is an absolute gift to give. I watched some videos on YouTube this week and talked to some farmers actually about sheep shearing. And it is amazing to watch a sheep be sheared and to think about that as a metaphor for giving to God. I encourage you, if you have access to YouTube, just, you know, there's a lot of contests where they're judging sheep shearers. But just watch how those sheep shearers take, they pretty much cradle the sheep, as giant as those sheep are. They cradle them in their arms and then they shear them. And think about it as a metaphor for giving to God. And think every time that we do the offering, that we bring these little plates, these little fake gold plates and pass them out. Imagine that. Maybe we should call in our bulletin sheep shearing time. Sheep don't look all that comfortable when they're giving up their wool. They've got this look in their eyes as their master cradles them and then shears them. But when it's finished, it's like they're brand new. It's a little awkward perhaps at first because it feels so different, but now they're lighter and freer. They're not weighed down and hot. Ever gotten a haircut yourself and felt like that? A little lighter, a little freer, a little awkward at first maybe? Or think of the dog again. The dog we can relate to. So many of us have pets. I talked to my friend this week, Andrea. She's a professional groomer. And I was asking her about when they shave the dogs and what that's like. And she told me how often dogs will have matted hair. You know, their hair, the long hair will get all tangled. And it's like someone's actually pulling on their hair. It's so matted and twisted up. Or sometimes dogs will have infection under their skin because they've got so much fur, and infections start underneath the skin. How our money and our possessions can pull at us also, complicate things, even infect us. And so when those dogs get shaved, or sheared, if you will, Andrea told me how they actually have a term at her work for how they act after that. She calls it light and fluffy, kind of like sheep. Light and fluffy, which is ironic because they don't have any fur anymore. They're not fluffy. But she calls it light and fluffy because they're dancing around. They feel like they've been relieved of something. What a wonderful image of being a cheerful giver, of releasing what God's entrusted to us, freed of our stuff, our money, our complications, and our struggles. All those things that give us a false sense of security and can actually even harm us. When we are sheared, when our wool goes to help others, what a gift it is to ourselves. Again, simply put, it is an absolute gift to give. This is the whole picture of grace, of abundant life on this Mother's Day. This is the whole picture. It's not just about being gathered into the pen, inside the fence, into the church, forgiven and given a place at the table, a place of welcome. It's not just about that. It's also about being sent out after the meal to serve and to give in the pasture, in the world. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. We are the sheep. And led by Christ, we come and we go. And we rest assured in that grace, in that rhythm, in that invitation that is before us this day, in that love divine. This day and always. Amen.
all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.